And now we can hear from County Manager Jim McGuinness. Jim, thanks for coming up and joining us after that. You know, we're just running our thoughts over the game and what was for me a very, very impressive performance from the Donegal team. Seeing there were so many changes, I suppose, after that brilliant fight back against Derry, Jim, it allowed you to come into this game and I guess play players that have been up training flat out doing their bit. But I thought individually, Jim, and as a collective, the team performed so well today.
No, definitely, Brendan. I have a wee bit of a sore throat, so apologies. My initial thoughts are you'd be very proud of them. And I said that to them in the dressing room just there now. It was a tall ask in many respects because Tyrone are going back to back. And for a number of our fellas today that played, the last significant intensity game that they were involved in might have been the club championship last year. So that's a big, big step. Physically, that's a big step. But in terms of the football side of things, we're happy with that. We're happy with the way we attacked. We're happy with the way we defended. We struggled at times to get the ball away short. And then we were obviously trying to go as hard as we can after Niall Morgan. And in fairness, they did that as well. And there was a lot of really, really positive performances. And obviously, there's people there that you want to look at that we haven't been able to look at up to this point because they just weren't ready, you know. So Owen McFadden Ferry being able to see the whole game out was absolutely brilliant. You know, obviously Michael, more minutes for Michael under his belt, but there was a plethora of fellas there that are, I suppose, in the wings and they're fighting for every opportunity they can get, and they got a really good one today and we're happy with that.
Yeah, a couple of wee moments in the game, Jim, I thought really same Finbar back today. I mean, there's very few players I've seen come in and just been ready to play for Donegal, not just ready but actually being one of the best players there. You know, his tackle on Hart was unbelievable because Hart went across him, more or less saying, foul me or I'm get back. He didn't foul him, he stayed with him and then he robbed him. And his score as well in the second half. And I know just his composure in there, Jim, from you know, when you come in each year, you look to unearth someone and somebody come in. I know you wanted him in last year, but I mean, there was quite a few Jimmy Brennan's performance. And I felt in many ways, there was a bit of, I suppose, relaxed play from our guys in terms of, listen, it's Tyrone, it's a battle. You're out there looking for a jersey, but there was a freedom. And I thought Jamie Brennan epitomised that. You know, the shooting boots weren't really on the last couple of weeks, but I thought he was everywhere today. I mean, he caught a kick out and went up and put the ball over the bar. I mean, some of the stuff he did today, it was brilliant to see.
Well, he wouldn't have been happy with his own performance in Ballyshannon, I suppose, and Jamie above everybody else was itching to get a run at it as well. And I would agree with you on Finbar, but he did end up going into traffic once or twice as well, and that's part of, you know, being a teenager in many respects and learning the game, you know, and he does learn very, very quick, Finbar. So, Hugh McFadden as well, big game in the middle of the park there. And we're happy with the fact that, you know, today allowed us to look at these players. That's the bottom line, and we worked very hard up to this point to get points on the board to allow us to do that. And what we want is we want all the players to play today. We want them to be active in championship panels. That's ultimately what we're looking for. We're carrying 34 players. You can only pick 26 for a squad, you know, and that's the hard part. That is the hardest part of management. And then for those fellas, they have them. There's three layers to that as well. The first 15, the fellas that get on, and the fellas that are in the squad that don't get on. So there's about four or five levels there if you include the development squad players. And a lot of them fellas now got a chance today to do that, and that was very important.
Yeah, just the Owen McHugh shot that hit the crossbar, 5 points in at the end, Jim. You were right in the mix again. Like, the team kept coming after, Tyrone kept coming after him, and just in that moment I just seen a wee twinge from Michael in terms of tightening up. I mean, and I thought at that point I stopped even watching the play.
So
I was watching him. Were you?
So was I.
I said to Oshie, I wasn't even watching the game. Aye. I said, is he alright? But listen, obviously that was the most time he played, and certainly I thought it was very smart to bring him off. But just along with him, obviously he's fine. You're just keeping him right. In terms of Langan, Jason McGee, players like that, how are they, McBurty,
they're,
as well?
Aye, they're all very close, and a number of them trained this morning, and we're trying to just get. To be fair, we're happy with our off the field stuff at the moment. Last year it was pretty chaotic and you're trying to meet people in and you're trying to get processes in place, but we're happy with that aspect of it now. And we have good systems in place there that when they do end up coming back, that they're kind of at the pitch of it, and that's very, very important. So they're there and they're not far away, but they're not ready to play today, if that makes sense. And I think that part of it is very, very important, that in our day you're injured, when you felt right you were back again, there was no in between. a lot of it now is data driven and trying to get all of the small details right, so when they do step in that they know.
Not as much diaphane taken now and
no, and everything else that went there. The magic sponge that solved a lot of problems.
Put a knee bandage on. So yeah, Mayo coming up next week, we're in championship mode now. That's what the plan is. And listen, it was remarkable that Donegal were able to get to that point, Jim, that we could now, because of Ulster, and as everybody knows, the condensed season and all that, now we can focus on championship, as we have been since Derry.
Yeah, well, we still have another round of the league to go, you know, and we have to manage our squad as well. We have to make sure that we're getting players ready for the championship next weekend, and we also have to cast the net wider than that as well and continue to look and develop players that are in and around that periphery. And that's what you're trying to do constantly, identify who is there, who is in the mix, and can we push them on to another level that if, you know, everything goes according to plan, they're going to get into the team, or that they're going to be able to step in and do a really good job when they really need it down the line.
Great, and you're going to need that voice, because you're going to be barking at training and getting these boys. I won't keep you anymore, Jim. We've got to keep that rested.
Maybe the barking at training is part of the reason of the voice.
It could be. You get on the limb, subs there.
Thanks,
Jim. Thanks very much. Well done so far in the season. Good luck coming into the last game, of course, and into the championship.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.